A coronial inquest begins in New South Wales today into the deaths of seven young people at music festivals across that state. Inquiries happening as many state and territory governments are wrestling with the idea of introducing pill testing at festivals. So far, only the ACT has done so, and only on two occasions. With more, here's our reporter David Sparks.
Five festival goers died in 5 months in New South Wales before the coroner announced this inquiry in January. The deaths led the state government to crack down on music festivals where drugs were suspected of being widely used. But critics of that approach say drugs will always be used and abused, and the priority should be to make sure people using those drugs know what's in them. In April, Dr. David Caldicott ran a pill testing trial at a festival in Canberra.
We actually, with the information that we obtain in front of potential consumers' eyes, we can change their behaviour at the very point of consumption. And I think that's probably the reason why our outcomes in Canberra are so successful.
Coroner Harriet Graham will make a series of recommendations when the inquest ends, and Dr. Caldicott hopes one of those will be for pill testing.
If we know anything about the coronial service, is that they're pretty strong on evaluating evidence. They're not as swayed by issues political as other organisations.
ACT Policing told AM while it won't comment on how successful the two trials in the ACT were, it supports pill testing as a way to save lives. But it says it does not condone the use of illicit drugs. Outside the ACT, political support for pill testing has been scarce, with governments refusing to allow trials.
In fact, it's largely just our elected colleagues who think that pill testing is a bad idea.
Most politicians, along with other opponents of pill testing, argue for a zero-tolerance approach on the grounds that testing pills gives young people the false idea that there is such a thing as a safe drug. But Andrew Leiby has a different reason for criticising the concept. He's a forensic toxicologist who will be giving evidence at the New South Wales inquiry. He argues the problem with testing at festivals is that it can't be done accurately.
That on-site testing process is not perfect. So that means that sometimes the result is going to be incorrect. And of course, that does have implications when you're talking to somebody about the drugs that may or may not be present if you're not giving them correct information.
Andrew Leiby says he isn't opposed to testing drugs in principle, but he wants a model similar to that used in the Netherlands, where people can have pills tested at a highly accurate central laboratory rather than at a music festival. The downside is that superior analysis takes 2 days, so users anonymously send their pill for testing days in advance of the festival.
And then when individuals go to the music festival, these people can have that information, they can still have the conversation with an expert.
The coronial hearing will run for a fortnight.
David Sparks reporting.